This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you today?
Good, thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
So, you know, I wanted to chat about something that came out in the news recently regarding USB and some flaws that have been exposed on particular USB flash drive devices. Can you tell us a little bit more about this vulnerability?
Sure. What happened is a security company called SYSS, discovered that even though these specific drives from a few different companies, SanDisk, Verbatim, Kingston, even though these drives are designed to encrypt your information to password protect the drive, that when the correct password is entered, then the software sends the exact same string to the drive in all cases to unlock it. So if you're able to bypass the password input and directly give the drive the appropriate string, you get full access to all of the data. So in this case, you know, it doesn't matter how complex the encryption algorithm is, how good the algorithm is, once you've bypassed that step and it was possible to bypass it, then all the security has been turned off, essentially. And one of the troubling things about this is that these are drives that are NIST certified, which means that they're supposed to be safe for the government to use for sensitive data. So it's what they call a FIPS 140-2 level 2 certificate that they have. It's sensitive data that these are certified for, but it's an unclassified rating. But, right. You know, it's serious enough that Kingston has actually effectively issued a recall. They list on their webpage what drives are affected, and they say recommendation, contact tech support to arrange for an update for your drive. And then they provide the worldwide technical support contact information. So, you know, the important thing for users is to check their SanDisks, their Kingstons, you know, all these drives, and see if they have one of the effective drives. And if the data that they store is, you know, that important, then they might want to consider replacing that.
And how easy do you think it is for somebody to crack that password?
Well, it's not a matter of cracking the password. You know, one of the attacks against these kinds of drives is to brute force and just keep doing a password guessing attack. And that's where the quality of your password is really important. The problem is, once you enter the password correctly, then the software on these protected drives sends a string, a sequence of letters or characters to the drive saying, yep, they got the password right, it's okay. Well, what this company found was, instead of putting in a password, they could just go to, yep, they got the password right. Because it's like, if every time you tell me your password, and every time you tell it to me correctly, I tell someone else, hey, he's got it right, go ahead and give him the data. And then someone just skips you telling me the password and just tells the other guy, hey, he got it right, give him the data. You know, that's kind of how it's working. You're just completely bypassing the password protection altogether with this kind of an attack.
So if someone has one of these USB flash drives, what should they do? Should they try then to return it, or is there an update that they can do? Or,
well, they, depending on whether it's SanDisk, Verbatim, or Kingston, they need to contact the manufacturer for specific instructions on what the manufacturer is going to do. Kingston has already said, you know, contact us and we'll get an update for you. I haven't seen yet what SanDisk and Verbatim are doing. I guess from what I've read, that both of them have updates available, but they kind of downplay the threat, which, you know, that it isn't a huge threat. However, if the data is really important to you and it matters if it gets lost, your threshold for tolerance might be a little bit lower. So, yeah, I mean, if you bought one of these drives, you've paid a premium to have a secure drive, and you ought to probably get it taken care of. Now, one other potential protection is if additionally the data that you put on it is already encrypted. So what happens then is someone gets past the password and they get access to still what is effectively encrypted data. So you can use defense in depth that way, but for most people, it's a bit of a hassle to add that extra level of encryption to their data.
Exactly. Well, thanks for bringing this to our attention, Randy. And if you have any questions for Randy or would like the links to the update or recall information, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow him and the other ESET researchers on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.